Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode 63, we talk about the biggest movie around right now. And that movie is none other than Avengers Endgame. I'm not going to spend too much time here because we actually talk quite a bit about it because we have a lot to say about it. So, without further ado, let's get started!
Whoa.
I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right. And today, we're going to talk about a bunch of different things. Well, we're going to talk about a little
bit. We're going to see what we get to.
Yeah, there we go. Should we do a brief little summary of some things like the Star Wars trailer? Should we talk about that?
Sure. Let's talk about that, and then we could talk about a few things, then we get to our main event.
There you go. Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay.
Star Wars trailer.
It looks very interesting.
It is. I gotta say, they kind of, it looks like it may be changing things that happened in The Last Jedi, maybe, possibly. Well,
we assume. Yeah. Definitely, Kylo's putting the helmet back together.
Yes. What's nice, I'd rather him be a helmet, anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and his shirt on, not off, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ben Swallow.
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to, because I mean, it was cool when Rey was like running in the desert and doing the acrobat flip, but I was like, was that necessary?
Apparently,
I'm like,
it was awesome.
I was like, this is pretty awesome, but I'm like,
ducking may have accomplished the same thing.
Ducking, or at least doing the prequels jump, how the Jedi's in the prequels would jump.
Oh, yeah. Like the force jump.
The force jump, but.
I haven't really seen a lot of force jumping.
Well, to be honest, though, I mean, those were Jedi's who trained their entire lives, and she is,
self-taught, self-made.
Self-taught. Plus, maybe she's all about efficiency. And she's like, this is only the amount of jump that I needed to do to take down your TIE fighter, so that's what I'm going to do.
Just barely clear it.
Yeah.
And slice it with my lightsaber.
Yeah.
We got Lando.
Yes. Lando.
That was probably the most exciting thing, I thought, for me. I was like, seeing him in the trailer.
Yeah.
Brought all the nostalgia back that the other trailers kind of had when it would introduce like Han again or Luke or whatever. Yeah. And I just
feel bad for Lando that he can only get his ship back when Han's dead or Han's on a different mission.
But he got it back. Right?
I still love the Han Solo. You'll get this ship back over my dead body, and then picture him flying it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. But
C-3PO's back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was on the skiff thing that was flying with.
That's right. He wasn't in Last Jedi. Not very much, huh?
Not very much. He was in it.
Yeah, but not very much.
Same thing with R2 wasn't. Well, R2 was in it because they went to the that island.
Yeah.
So.
But the most important part.
Yeah.
The Emperor.
Right. When I first heard the laugh, I was thinking. Because if you hear Luke kind of narrate it. So I thought Mark Hamill transitioned to his Joker laugh. But then when I listened to it again, I was like, oh, that's definitely Palpatine.
Since it premiered at Celebration, and Ian McDiarmid walked out on stage and like,
roll it again. Yes, yeah. I didn't know that.
So do you think it's more of him being a ghost for the Sith, or do you think it's a clone that finally got downloaded or something? Or
can I tell you my two dreams?
Yes.
I kind of hope that
new hope.
Yes, my new hope is this: that he has actually been secretly surviving on the moon of Endor, feeding on Ewoks.
Oh man!
Or else. Tempting them to the dark side. Because how great would it be? How great would it be if he was like C-3PO was in the chair, floating there, was an army of dark Ewoks?
That would be pretty sweet, actually.
Yes.
I would like to. I would enjoy seeing that.
I'm going to argue that I don't think either of those things are going to happen. So but I'd still like to see.
In a perfect world, though. All of those things would happen.
Yes.
Jar Jar.
Yeah. I'm thinking that he might be a clone, but somehow, I don't know.
Could be.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, that's a long time.
I know.
Maybe,
I don't
like, know. Like, maybe the system, like, with that scene with the Death Star being on that, was that the Death Star that was on that planet?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
right. Yeah, that was part of the Death Star.
Yeah.
But the question is whether it was the one that...
In the first...
Yeah. From Yavin or from...
From New Hope or Jedi.
Or for... it's either on the moon of Endor or... We would assume that's the moon of Endor or Yavin 4. Mm. Yeah. But, I mean, it is technically possible he survived. I mean, have you ever heard... The story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Yeah.
It's not a story you'd hear from a Jedi.
Yeah.
But the dark side of the Force is a power that leads to things that some would consider unnatural.
Right.
So maybe like conquering death to some extent.
I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, all we see is him falling down and shooting a little puff. We don't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I mean, falling into energy, that is... Most people wouldn't survive that, but...
He is the Senate.
Yeah, he is the Senate. But then again, you know, getting set on fire by lava...
Right.
You should be dead.
That's true. I mean, Darth Maul got cut in half.
And lived.
Right.
Yeah.
But that one I can like still kind of stomach.
Oh, you know who couldn't stomach it? Darth Maul.
Oh, because as it cuts, it closes the wound and all that junk. But you know,
See, my thing with that then is like Obi-Wan. You know, when he died from Darth Vader, basically was the same kind of.
He didn't die from Darth Vader though.
He then just kind of went became one with the Force.
He was becoming one with the Force as Darth Vader was striking him down, so there was no body even.
Yeah,
that's true. So
really, if you watch it back, the lightsaber doesn't even seem to cut the robes.
No, it doesn't.
It kind of just drapes on them.
Yeah, but that
you cut through metal, but not
really the robes. Yeah. I always thought, okay. Low-budgeted
type of... Well, like 78.
Yeah.
In 1978.
Yeah.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
They paged in... They filmed it probably in 6, but it was released in May. So 6, 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, that's our thing about the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Thanks for listening. No, we're not done.
Now let's talk about the most important trailer.
Right.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
You ever seen a trailer that's made you want to watch a movie the way that trailer's made you want to watch a movie?
I'm literally trying to compare it. Because video game movies have not done well.
No. The only one that I like that I think is kind of a... And they franchise the heck out of is Resident Evil. Like, I like the first one.
Yeah. Resident Evil.
I was never a fan.
No? No.
Of the video games, yes, but the...
No, not even the first one?
Of the Resident Evils that I've seen, which haven't been many, I think the first was the best, but...
I'm trying to think of another game movie that was semi...
The first Mortal Kombat movie was...
The first,
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, I've seen that in the theater too. Annihilation was just...
It's the first one that like mixed the techno beat with the punching and kicking.
That's it.
Who knew that?
Before
that
the Matrix.
To the Matrix, right? Yep. If we didn't have Mortal Kombat, maybe we wouldn't have the Matrix.
That's it. Or at least the soundtrack.
That's true, too.
Yeah, it does not Sonic. The thing that is supposed to represent Sonic does not look good at all. And I saw a picture of Tails.
Oh, Tails is going to be in
yes.
it? Oh, see, they didn't know.
Yeah, he looks like he's on crack.
Ah.
Yeah, it's bad.
Who's voicing Sonic?
I don't know. Damn. Honestly,
that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Jim Carrey looked entertaining.
He did. Yeah, as Jim Carrey does. Yes. He seems to be doing, you know, his Jim Carrey shtick.
Just changed his name to Jim Carrying this movie.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah. But I mean, you know, like the Super Mario Brothers movie had Bob Hoskins in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was terrible.
Which is, yeah.
I mean, Sonic, I will say the Sonic the Hedgehog does look like a movie.
It does look like a movie.
Yes.
That may have a thing resembling a hedgehog.
Yeah. Yes.
The
moving picture, the motion picture.
Motion, yes.
The actor who is playing Sonic the Hedgehog is Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz.
Yep, you would know him from, let's see. He was on Parks and Rec. He was in House of Lies.
Oh, okay, I think I know.
Yeah, you know, if you've seen it, yeah.
Let me see a picture of him.
Okay.
Ben Schwartz. Man, yeah, his career started out so good. It's a shame that it's going to end now.
Yeah, I don't know.
No? Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah. Who is he on Parks and Rec?
He was,
He is...
Ralph Yeo.
Yeah.
Ralph...
Ralph Yeo.
I don't remember.
He was,
I only watched a part of Parks and Rec.
Oh, really? So. Oh, man, you should go back and watch it. It's pretty good.
I like some of it and some of it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't hate it. It was just...
Yeah. And John Rothman, he was actually probably one of my favorite characters on it. He wasn't like a main character by any means, but he was like a friend of.
I really only like Ron Swanson and Chris Pratt. I mean, that's.
Oh, Chris, yeah.
Chris Pratt and Ron Swanson, other than those, I was.
Yeah.
I didn't mind. I can't remember the
name. Ansari?
I don't like him.
No?
I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
But I don't find him as funny as apparently the rest of the world does.
Really?
Yeah.
This is Cadence. I think this Cadence is funny, but yeah, yeah.
His buddy was John Ralphio, and those two interacting, I just thought was pretty entertaining.
But it could get annoying if it's done for a long time.
Yeah. I could kind of see that. Yeah, but yeah, the start of his career was promising, but it's going to be over now.
Yeah, I mean, and then you know James. Matter. I can never say his last name.
Marsden.
Yeah. He's in it.
Yeah. I was surprised by that because he's an actor.
But I thought they could only afford one.
Right. Exactly. And they got a couple.
They got a couple.
Like, you know.
I wonder how much they paid Jim Carrey to be in that movie. or did he just go, you know what? I've seen the screenplay. And this, my friends, is acting.
This is the one that people will know.
Yes,
my career. That's you know he did other movies. What's the
Man on the Moon?
Yeah, and then Man on the Moon.
Number 23.
Number 23. I was thinking, what's the
Truman Show?
Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, that too. The one about the mine. Spotless Mind.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. So Sonic Hedgehog, it's going to be better than Eternal?
I think it will feel eternal as well.
Yeah, like from what the previews I've seen, I was afraid that it was going to have that whole Woody Woodpecker live action feel.
And it does, right? Isn't it that pretty much the same?
Not really. It's kind of... It's a little more serious
because
Sonic is basically I'm here to save your world, and he's he's actually fighting, doing the Sonic spin and stuff. I just don't know. I don't know what the target the way the preview is. I don't know what their target is. Is it supposed to be a comedy, or is it supposed like a comedy kids, or is it supposed to have like some more action, more Transformer like feel to it? That's because with Jim Carrey's acting, it's like you don't quite know.
Yeah,
because it like reminds me of like Batman Forever, like when he was the Riddler, you could still tell that the movie wasn't like a comedy. But with Sonic the Hedgehog, it's like, all right, you're still doing Jim Carrey stuff, but I don't know how am I supposed to, is this supposed to be, I'm supposed to take my 5-year-old or I'm supposed to take my 8-year-old? That's my feeling.
Do you love your 5-year-old and your 8-year-old? I suggest don't take either of them. Yeah. I mean, if you've got a 5-year-old and 8-year-old who you really just don't like, lock him in a room with that movie.
Yeah, I'm just see what happens. I kind of wish that instead of going this weird
CGI, your 5 and your 8-year-old is going to, when you open the door, they're going to be standing there with their eyeballs in their hands like it's Event Horizon.
This is for you.
Oh, man. Yeah, one will be CGI. Speaking in Latin and saying, help me, I am in hell.
CGI is just...
Yeah, I kind of wish they wouldn't go like the whole Roger Rabbit fully animated version. Like, at least then he would like look like Sonic, maybe. You know what I mean? I don't think he looks like some crazy.
I think the person whoever made Sonic and whoever approved it have no idea what Sonic looked like.
Yeah,
maybe they thought they were making a Ron Jeremy film.
Wow,
he does look a little bit more like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, it looks more like Ron Jeremy than.
Oh my,
Ronic the Hedgehog. Did he ever make a movie called that? Because he should have.
It was a missed opportunity there.
I'm going to Google search that.
Oh my. So yeah, I guess our thoughts on
it doesn't look good.
No. Yeah, not so good.
And I think I seen a picture of, and if this may be just the internet playing around, but I think I may have seen a picture of maybe Knuckles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really? it was at least a silhouette. It wasn't like a full picture.
I thought they would save him for the sequel.
I don't know. But it does not, it just does not look good.
Yeah, when I heard they were making a movie, I was thinking it was going to be an animated movie, not a live action movie.
But yeah.
When I heard they were making a movie, I thought it was going to be an actual movie and not an abomination in the eyes of the
world. Oh, this looks so bad. Yeah.
When I was 7 years old, when I was coming home from school, I watched my grandmother get hit by a truck. She died in my arms that day, and until I saw that trailer, it was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh my. So we think this is going to be a successful movie then, is kind of what we're saying.
Hey, I'm saying this is America, so it could be a blockbuster.
It could. I mean,
it could be.
She bangs!
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So I guess, should we move on to other things, I guess?
Yeah. We're
doing, we should probably something. Get to the main thing.
Let's get to the main event.
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Talking about a little independent film.
Small budget.
A little small budget.
I don't think, it's barely made any money, I think.
It might, if it's lucky...
Break even, maybe?
It might have broken even after 3 days.
Probably.
No, it's not probably. It did.
Did it really? Yeah. I know it's breaking all kinds of records.
Yes.
Yeah. And the movie we're talking about, of course, is...
Stargate.
Avengers
Endgame. That's it.
Yes.
The Endgame.
So I guess we're going to get really spoilery, maybe.
If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, right, you know, right, yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry, we gave you plenty of time.
Completely un-American.
Plenty of time.
Spoilers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Iron Man dies.
Yes. Yes, he does. And Thanos, too.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
It's kind of, maybe not a bunch of other people, but other people.
Everyone that Ronan comes in contact with.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
Ronan, a.k.a. Hawkeye.
Yes.
Not the other Ronan. There's two Ronans now. That's kind of interesting, I think.
Who's the other one?
Blue Ronan.
Blue Ronin.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I thought you were talking about him.
No, I was talking about...
Yeah. The Hawkeye Ronin, who also killed countless people, apparently.
Yeah.
But, oh, I'm sorry, yes. Different spelling. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking about R-O-N-A-N. I was thinking of R-O-N-I-N. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ronin.
Ronin.
Just to let you guys know, we have not talked about this at all to each other before now.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's probably going to be opinions.
Yes. Maybe. Opinions, we might have disagreements.
Yes.
Fisticuffs could break out at any time.
This is all of my issues first.
Yes.
Three men intel, one man leaves.
This is the first time we've ever gone to talk about something where immediately before talking about it, we started talking about it, and then we went, oh, wait, we should be recording this.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So, should we break it down scene by scene, or break it, like, segment?
Let's just reenact it.
Reenact it? Okay.
Minute by minute. I'll be Black Widow. I'll probably be. Those are the lines I've memorized, so I'm glad we're all in agreement. I've also got the outfit, so I'll be right back.
Oh, man. Okay, so I guess since you mentioned Black Widow, we should maybe talk about Black Widow, maybe?
Oh, I thought we were going to go in order.
Should we go in order?
Yeah, let's go in order. Otherwise, we're going to jump around.
Yeah, like, that's crisscross. Right. We're probably going to jump around like crisscross anyway. We'll forget things, I think. But I guess the beginning.
All right.
You know, kind of picks off shortly after... It's happening, right? So
yeah,
we see. Well, I guess the very.
So see what we don't see. We don't see Captain Marvel arrive on Earth.
That's right.
So yeah, that was the end of Thor. We never had to see it again.
Yeah.
So
the I guess the first thing was we see Hawkeye.
Yes. By the way, if we rewind,
yes,
and go back to when we were talking about Endgame. Or Infinity War, I think you will find me saying, I hope it starts with Hawkeye out and his entire family disappears.
I think he did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I believe.
And when I saw it happening, I was like, yes. It happened. And yeah. I referred to Thor with Rocket and all them as the Asgardians of the Galaxy way back then.
Yeah, yes.
And I was like, oh, they mentioned that too. So what do we know? We know the Russos listen to our podcast.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Oh, they're Ohio's own.
Or so I go for the obvious stuff. That could be two.
I'm gonna go number one.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm sticking with that too.
Okay,
but that was kind of heartbreaking with Hawkeye, with his family just kind of
disappearing,
and he didn't even know.
Yeah,
so right. He turns around, he didn't really see them turn to dust. I mean, kind of he saw.
He didn't realize
the dust was his
family. Yes.
Yeah. He apparently has never listened to 1970s Kansas.
Yes. All we are, man.
That's pulling one back.
He closed his eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone.
So a moment like that.
I wonder if that's where he was living at, Kansas.
Could be.
Maybe.
Could be.
Man, I don't ever want to live in Kansas. A lot of bad things happen. Yeah. You get sent to another world with...
Lots of cornfields.
Lots of cornfields.
Metropolis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Smallville.
Things like spaceships crash, tornadoes happen, and send you to a place that has yellow brick roads, and
more importantly, Munchkins.
Yes,
sign me up.
So Hawkeye, you know, realizes something. He can't find his family. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, and then it kind of segued to that, I guess, and then kind of went right to
present day.
Yeah, present day, I guess. And well, I guess we see Tony Stark in space with Nebula, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, playing table football.
Right. Yes, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed seeing that. I was waiting for that to come back later than be an important
element. It did.
It did.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you flipped Ant-Man.
Right. The, so we see, then we see... And get rescued by
Captain Marvel, who we assume stopped by Earth, and they said, well, first go see if you can find him, and in the vast reaches of space, she was somehow magically found the ship.
But
hey, I just assume.
Exactly.
I mean,
He was Tony Stark was like super skinny.
Right, right. I wonder if that was CGI or if that was like actual weight loss type stuff. Or
it might have been a little bit of CGI. Cause, he was like
because they kind of did that for Chris Evans for.
They had a complete body double.
But did they have a complete body double? Is that
he put his face on or something.
Interesting. Well, maybe they did the same thing.
They did the opposite to someone else later on in this movie. With CGI.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, though.
So, like, Captain Marvel rescues Tony Stark. They get back. It's a little powwow between Cap and Tony Stark, where Tony's a little bit...
still mad at Cap.
Yes.
But you know what? It was kind of like, well, dude, you're the one who started the war. You're the,
Right, yeah. And it's kind of,
Well, I think that I think Tony Stark was dealing with the loss.
Yeah.
Dealing with failure the only way he knew how, which was to blame other people.
Yeah, that sounds.
Plus,
and he was malnourished, and, passed out basically. But then they come up with a plan. The remaining Avengers. They come up with a plan.
They know that Thanos is going to the Garden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that on a certain planet, a large amount of energy has been released that was only seen once before.
Right.
And that was during the snap.
The snap. Yes.
The snap.
Which I was told they were going to call that the decimation.
I don't remember
them ever saying it actually in the movie.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I was going to be mad because decimation literally means killing one out of every 10.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, that was the way the Romans used to punish their soldiers, is they would line them up and kill one out of every 10.
Hmm. Interesting.
And that was decimating.
That makes sense. Yeah. There's like history and language.
You don't want a centimation.
Yeah.
That's killing 100, so.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't know what the word for 50 is, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, so their plan was to go, basically... Get the gauntlet off.
Now that they got a Captain Marvel, they thought they'd go get the the gauntlet and undo it. They had to try.
Yeah, exactly. And we see kind of, you don't really see, like, they cut to the planet. You see
him gathering fruit with his burn up arm.
He's kind of limping a little bit. Yeah. See, something's not quite right with the Thanos.
With Grimace,
With Grimace, But that was pretty awesome when they burst in on him.
Yeah.
In his hut. And kind of really, cut off his arm.
Yep.
So kind of everything that they should have done. in the first Infinity War.
Yeah.
So he cut off his arm, and then Thanos proceeds to tell them that
they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
The stones are gone. And he willed them out of existence.
Yes.
Using the stones.
Yeah.
So. So they're.
Who thought he had the stones to do that?
Right. So then Thor's kind of angry, I guess.
Thor,
went for the head.
Yes, he did.
Should have.
Decapitation.
Yep, decapitation.
That might be the first Marvel decapitation we've got on camera.
On camera decapitate. I think you're right. Yeah, because Ronan. In Guardians of the Galaxy does something to somebody's head.
Yeah.
Off camera. Mm. But. So. Imagine smashing their head because he had a hammer, not an axe.
But, yes.
So. Let's summarize, I guess, what happened. So the Avengers go there.
So let's just real quick summarize.
Yeah.
10 minutes or 15 minutes in the movie, they have actually, credits could have rolled there because that was what I thought the whole movie was going to be about was that, and they kind of so where do you go from here?
And I actually was thinking after that had happened that maybe Thanos is using the reality stone, warped reality a little bit, kind of like he did in Infinity War, kind of showed like a fake Thanos, like he tricked them basically.
Yeah,
I was thinking he would do you know, maybe they would leave and come back.
I thought maybe he hid the stone someplace only Ant-Man could have found them.
Right. Like in the quantum realm.
Or his butt. Like
or his butt. Or his
butt. Who would look there?
Exactly. And I mean, at that time, they didn't have Ant-Man, so nobody could have done it.
Nobody could have done it.
So after all those things occur, flash forward 5 years. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Where we get to see, I believe it's Joe Russo.
Talking
about his date.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Jim Starlin.
Yep. Yes, that's
right. The creator of Thanos sitting next to him. Well, that was exciting.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And Captain America is, you know, the head of a recovery group.
Yeah, dealing with loss.
Dealing with loss.
So
there's that. Cuts to
It is kind of ironic though, because I don't think like Captain America's personality, because you know he's always been a soldier and stuff. Because when Cap's alone, when he's not on a mission, he doesn't deal with loss very well, because his whole life is basically loss. Like, think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think he just kept himself busy all the time doing missions and whatnot.
I just found it ironic that, you know, the one person who their personality is not getting over stuff is the one that's trying to tell people, and he brings that up when he talks to Black Widow about getting over stuff.
That's true.
Well, you know, they can't let it go, but it doesn't mean he doesn't think other people should. So
he's just trying to help other people.
That's what he does.
He's trying to be a hero on a smaller scale.
And that's what he does. And it's Cap's personality. So
that's right. So we see that, and then another thing we see is, do we see Ronan first or do we see Ant-Man first?
Well, first we see Black Widow and how she's dealing with it.
Right.
Yeah. The answer to that is peanut butter sandwiches.
Right.
Yeah.
But now she seems to be all business.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They talk about out kind
meeting with people like via hologram.
Right.
Though I will say they talk about an earthquake in the Atlantic.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Who else? Who lives in the Atlantic? That'd be a perfect way to say there. You know. There was an earthquake,
that's what I was wondering. I thought there was going to be an end credit scene. I thought
Namor, that'd be sweet.
That would be sweet,
but didn't happen.
Nope. Happened.
And so then we go to what she and Cap have a little talk. And then Ant-Man shows up.
And then
because they don't get to Ronan until they're trying to get the team together.
Ah, that's right. Right. They kind of mention him.
Yeah. So let's talk about Ant-Man first, because we didn't talk about the rat that saved the universe.
Yes.
Yes. That is true.
So there's that.
Yeah.
His truck was in storage.
Yes.
The van was in storage, and a rat
ran across the controls and brought him out of the quantum realm where he was trapped. He felt like five hours.
Yes.
But it was really 5 years. And I'm glad that Doctor Strange saw that rat. Because really, that's the thing that tied it all together, right? Because no matter what else they did, they don't win. 14 million other things. You have to assume...
Right.
That rat is key.
Key. That rat is the thing. The rat is the savior of the universe.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Not Flash Gordon.
Yes.
But that rat.
That rat.
Saved every one of us.
Yeah. Well, technically.
Savior of the universe.
Technically, I survived a snap, so.
I survived a snap.
Yeah. So.
But.
So I'm all right.
But yeah, so 5 hours in the quantum realm
was 5 years.
5 years,
right?
It's interesting.
Yes, at that point I knew
there was time.
There was time travel in this movie.
Yes, indeed.
And that it was going to cause me headaches.
Right, right.
But I let it go.
Yeah, me too. The first thing. Because in, you know, when Ant-Man and the Wasp, right, where Janet Van Dyne
is
trapped in the quantum realm.
Yep.
Yep.
She aged, though.
She did.
So,
because I think part of it was she was absorbing the energy or something like that.
Is that? Yeah.
Well, you can go into the quantum realm at any time, and you can come out at any time. So, she didn't age because, I mean, she could have lived 1,000 years in there. Technically, she aged whatever. I mean, she wasn't in the quantum realm to test anything. She just got too small, never came back.
Ah, oh, that's true. Yeah.
So.
So you're saying
different parameters to the to the experiment. I will science my way out of every plot hole.
Very good.
I will come up with headcanon.
Headcanon. There you go.
What science?
I mean, I can kind of see that. Like, you're in the quantum realm, you can come out at different time, different points of time.
Yeah. Maybe she went back in time for 20 years and then went forward, whatever, you know.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
Got no money.
I mean, plus, whenever they experimented on him with the things, Ant-Man came out as a baby.
Yeah. That's true.
And
that
an old
true.
Person. I mean, it was. Yeah. They put him back in and younged him right up. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, we should be. We're
kind of focused.
So Ant-Man comes out and then starts exploring the world. Mm-hmm. Where he sees missing signs, and then we spend a considerable amount of time where he's...
Things in disarray.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he goes to the monument with all the names.
Yeah.
Before checking up to see if his daughter's alive, he checks there, because that's the way to do it.
Right, right.
Someone said that you could see Robert DaCosta's name on there. Is that his name? Sunspot?
Sunspot.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And most of the rest of the names that you could see were people who'd worked on previous Marvel movies.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to be the case, but I'm not going to pay attention. I'll probably find this when I get the DVD.
I was trying to find names, but I didn't see Robert DaCosta.
I didn't either, so, I mean, I read about it, so it could be wrong, could have said something else. Could have said Bob Costas.
No, not Bob Costas!
No. Anybody but Bob Costas.
Who's going to bite people's ears now?
Oh, man.
Was he the ear biter?
He bit some chick.
I thought that was Marv.
Oh, was that Marv Albert?
That was Marv Albert.
Oh, Marv Albert.
Yeah, they're back.
Yeah, they're back.
The weirdo. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
That's right. Yeah.
Sorry, Bob Costas.
Sorry, Bob Costas.
I'm sure you got your own kinks.
Yeah. No ear biting, I'm sure, though.
Anyway, he goes and finds his daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. See that?
Has an emotional reunion, and she's aged. 5 years.
So he didn't really get to spend much time with his daughter, because before that he was in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he lost 5 years.
So was the daughter like, I'm trying to think of Ant-Man and the Wasp. Was she like 11 in Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. 11, 12, I don't know. And then so he goes and shows up at the Avengers Mansion headquarters, whatever you want to call that. And,
he's like, what's up?
He's like, time travel. That's how we're going to fix this.
That's it.
So they need a scientist.
Yeah. To science their way out of it.
And who's it going to be? Not Iron Man, because he doesn't want to do it.
No.
They did ask him, though.
They did. That was the first person they asked.
Yes. And what do we learn about Iron Man there?
That he's selfish.
And he has a daughter.
And he has a daughter.
Named Morgan.
Yep.
After his uncle.
Yeah. Yep.
And
he thinks Ant-Man's an idiot.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
But he's also grieving the loss of Peter Parker.
Yes.
He feels responsible.
We see him washing the dishes or something, and something goes wrong, and the water sprays, and it gets on a picture he has of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So the next scientist they ask for?
It's Professor Hulk.
Yes. Which is awesome.
It is.
I really enjoy Professor Hulk. I was hoping we'd see that. And we did.
And we got to see that he's a celebrity.
Yes, which was also pretty cool.
Want to take pictures with, unlike Ant-Man.
Yes. That was also hilarious. You don't want to take a picture with me? Ant-Man, come on.
Can I be honest? I like the fact that we had Smart Hulk.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the way it looked.
Really?
I wasn't. Nah.
You know, like Mark Ruffalo.
I don't like the. I'm not a fan.
Looks a lot more like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Oh,
I liked it. I liked that he dabbed.
I like that too. That he
only did. Because my kid thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
my
middle
kid.
I mean, it was funny and everything. I just kept looking at it. And I'm like, for some reason, this just doesn't feel right. But that's just me. That's okay.
He didn't seem smart enough to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So
I'm just.
I've heard this. This is kind of the explanation. Is that he's come to this unification between, you know, the two
being super.
Yeah,
super strong.
And what you're seeing is this kind of impromptu humor and things like that are the Hulk portion, where it's more immediate, but he's keeping the intellect of the other thing, but he's got less self-control over what he's saying or doing, which is why he's kind of smart alecky, as opposed to the way Bruce Banner was on his own.
I like the smart alecky.
Yeah.
When they're experimenting with the time travel with Ant-Man, and he's coming out, he's like, "Hey, I think that's a win."
Yeah,
you know, I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
but
I wasn't feeling it.
But I mean, Smart Hulk basically says the reason why he's not so successful with the time travel thing is it's not his field.
Right.
But I mean, time travel is really Tony Stark's field either.
Is it anyone's field?
Right.
I mean.
The only one that might be an expert on it maybe is Doctor Strange, because he had the time gem.
Yeah.
Did some timey-wimey things, but...
But he's flakes.
Yes. Yeah. But Tony Stark was able to figure it out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, isn't basically Banner more like biology anyway? He's more like chemist biology, really.
Well, I thought he was more like a nuclear physicist.
Yeah, around that.
Gamma radiation and all that business,
And Tony is just...
Tony's
anything
just
that
smart.
Yeah. Mechanical and
like technologically savvy, he can make things and stuff like that. Because then, like Hank Pym was kind of like more the microbiologist type,
right?
You know, creating the Pym particle and all that kind of stuff. Because even in the first Ant-Man, Hank Pym kind of criticizes Tony Stark of
just being
the gadget guy.
Yeah,
so I mean, he did create a gadget, I guess, the time travel.
Yeah, that's true.
So time travel.
Time travel.
It's
This is where it's going to get complicated.
This is where it's going to get complicated.
So they come up with a plan because Tony Stark figures out time travel.
Yes.
That they're going to go back in time.
Because they explain how time travel works.
Yeah. And then break down rules later on in the movie.
Right.
But I'm going to science my way out of that.
Yes. Right. And I think I'm going to, when we get to that point, I'm going to also.
Yeah. Let's science together.
Yes. Science. And also, I'm going to propose where they might, the impact it will have in the future.
Yeah.
Yes. Because there's a lot of impact.
Yeah. That's. So, yes.
They're going to time travel back to get the stones. From various points where they know they're at, and then
relive some moments from movies that we've seen. Yeah,
and then they're gonna get the gauntlet back together and undo the snap.
That easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Well, technically, it's not undoing the snap. It's
not undoing the snap.
Right.
Bringing the
people who
were gone back.
Yeah.
It sucks if you were on a plane whenever it went down, and whenever that snap went down, because you're just going to be 5,000 feet up in the air and going, oh.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So what did you guys think about all the time travel stuff? Like that first part of
the movie. I like the way they did it. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I thought it was a little bit long, though. Like some of the stuff may have been it was. I felt it was too long, and not like. I'm not saying it was bad, but what I'm saying is, if I were to compare like the flow of Infinity War to this movie had kind of a slower beginning, where Infinity War was like. That's like the perfect
Well, Infinity War, Infinity War has an advantage in that it's...
You know, you set the stage.
It's a very specific story about Thanos.
Right,
and
right.
Him completing his quest.
And it kind of set all the pieces in place with all the other movies. And this movie kind of had... Okay, they had...
This character was about saying goodbye to the characters or giving them an appropriate send-off and then to start a new phase.
Swan song.
Yeah, this was you know, the culmination of 22 movies or whatever it was, and 11 years of story to get to the end of this. So they gave them a little bit longer at the beginning, I think, to...
Well, they kind
of
had
to get character arcs out of the way, too, especially of people who would be leaving.
Yeah, I can see that, too. But I think also they had to kind of come up with a story of where they were going to take the movie at, too.
Yeah.
You know, because...
I didn't mind the time travel. I didn't care that it was too long. I loved seeing him back in New York. I loved seeing Professor Hulk pretending to be Hulk.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
We've glossed past, I think, my favorite part. Not favorite part, but my favorite line was when Rocket says something and Tony Stark says, "I literally until this moment thought you were a Build-A-Bear."
Oh, you know what? We also kind of, I guess, skipped past the whole Thor thing, too.
Oh, we did not talk about Fat Thor.
Yeah, yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on Fat Thor?
Finally, I have the body of a Norse god.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it just swings back to when we talked about Infinity War and how out of all the heroes, Thor, like, gets the short end of the stick every time. Because, I mean... Like his mom, and we relived it in Endgame. His mom died, his dad died, his brother died, his home planet dies, half of his people die, and it's like
half of the few that were left of his people
die. Yeah,
so like a handful.
It's like, but let's talk about his Fortnite insult. Yeah, yes. This is a misquote, but having seen it once, I'll do the best I can. I will fly to your house with my hammer. I'm sorry. I will fly to the basement with my hammer where you probably think you're safe. I think it says mom's basement.
Yeah.
Rip off your arms and shove them up your butt. It was the least threatening.
Something like that, yes.
But he could do it.
Yeah.
And it was still the least threatening delivery of that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Thor!
But he was very proud of himself.
Yes.
I thought it was an interesting choice, and it made me laugh, so...
Oh, yeah. Making him Fat Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it in the beginning, because I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I figured this, you know, once he starts doing something, he's probably going to become Thor again, or something like that. Maybe when he has Mjolnir, does some lightning business or something like that, but, you know, so we can see.
That's 5 years of gut, man.
But yeah, you know, though, that's not the Thor we saw in the movie poster.
No.
So.
False advertising.
Right. I thought it was humorous and stuff, but then I was just like, you know, if this is the last movie that'll have Thor in it, I kind of don't think it will be.
Chris Hemsworth is actually on record as saying once they made Ragnarok and they kind of changed the character, that he said he would do it as long as Marvel wanted him to.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know? But I was thinking this is like the last time the Avengers are probably all together.
The original Avengers.
You know, it would like to see, you know, we got to see Cap back in his, you know, more traditional garb.
Yeah.
America's ass.
That's one of the best lines as well.
But we found out the fate of Valkyrie.
She's fine.
Right. Yeah, she's perfectly fine.
Right.
Yeah.
I still want to know, where is Sif? She's been gone.
Yeah, she was doing what's that TV show with the tattoos?
Blind Spot.
Yeah, she's busy doing that. Or else she would have been in. I read a thing where she was supposed to be in
Ragnarok.
I think either Ragnarok or the other one, or Dark World or something. She was supposed to be in a movie, and then because of scheduling conflicts, couldn't do it.
So they go back to the Avengers.
Yes. Yeah.
They go back to Where else do they go?
Avengers 1, and then... You're talking about Tony Stark and Iron Man? Tony Stark and Captain America?
First they go back to New York to try to get it back.
Right. Kind of screw up a little bit.
Yeah, because the door opens and... Can we talk about the thing that was hated the most out of any comic book thing that's ever happened?
Oh, yes, yes.
And they put it in this movie and it was awesome?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Captain America in the elevator.
Yes.
In the almost exact same position he was in Winter Soldier with the same people. Yeah. Asking for the Tesseract, basically. And then being like, well, we'll call and see if it's okay. And he's like, no, you don't need to do that. Like, Hail Hydra.
Right. Yeah. I was like, that's awesome. That was perfect. That was perfect.
That was really well done.
Yeah.
But things go wrong eventually.
Yeah. Loki kind of possibly saves himself, or an alternate version of Loki, maybe.
Which might explain why there's going to be a Loki television series.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, creating those time threads that the Ancient One had warned everybody about.
Right. Because neither the Dark World or Ragnarok technically didn't happen. Because there's a lot of key things.
Yeah, I think each time that they did those things, I think created a different time.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, because at least from how they treated the way time travel works, is that...
Because then they just went back in time farther and got it before they could do that.
Right, yeah.
So...
But then they were also supposed to return everything back.
Which they did, so. Which would have... Like I said, I think the other stones were fine if they returned them back the way it was. So all the other stones happened the way we've known it happened. It's the Tesseract is the key stone that did not happen the way it should happen. Because...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one. All the other ones got... We're assuming they all got returned back the same way.
So, then we've got Hulk getting punched out of his body by the Ancient One.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet, yeah.
And that was sweet.
Yeah.
And it was great because he talks about Doctor Strange and she's like, she knows exactly who he's talking about, so she can clearly see that what's going to happen.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I like the way...
He's supposed to be the best of us.
I like the way, because the final lesson that she taught Doctor Strange was that sometimes you have to fail in order to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so she knows that's going to be the lesson she teaches him, you know, is going to be the hardest thing. So I think it was awesome that once he mentioned, then why would, you know, Doctor Strange give it to him? She's like, he gave it to him. That's the thing that keys her into this must be the only way.
Yep.
So that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty
good callback.
Yes, yes. And then also we have the Soul Gem, I guess.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. That's yes.
And how awkward that scene is when you don't have the soundtrack.
Right. That was pretty hilarious. Yes. Yep.
And we have Thor. I also love the fact that earlier in the movie, Thor realizes that a lot of these people didn't see the second Thor movie and has to give him a quick
synopsis. Yeah. The ether, it's a cloudy
thing we had done, you know.
And I can't talk a whole lot about exactly what happened there because I took one of my kids to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
During Asgard.
Yeah. Oh, well, basically...
I know he got Mjolnir. That's why.
Yeah, he got Mjolnir.
Yeah, Thor, first he sees his mother, and he's like, he realizes this is the day that she dies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and Rocket was like, well, where's this Tesseract? Where's the Soul Gem or whatever?
The Ether.
The Ether. And it's like, it's in my ex-girlfriend.
That's the reality one, I think.
Yeah.
Right? I think so.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in her, it's in Jane. So Rocket goes to, he has a device to extract it from Jane and he goes in there. And Thor is still stuck on the fact that, you know, he sees his mom alive and stuff, and he's kind of contemplating, like, should I tell her? Should I not tell her?
And he doesn't want Jane to see him as Lebowski.
Yeah. Lebowski Thor. He doesn't want to see him as Lebowski Thor. And so finally, he tries to hide, and his mother finds him. And it's like, hey, you're from a different time.
She knew immediately.
Like, no, I'm just here. Thor's trying to play it off. Like, no, son, my family was witches, so I know.
Yeah, yep.
So they have a little heart moment, and he gets a little closure due to the fact that he didn't get to say goodbye to his mom.
Yeah.
And everything.
Which was, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of, you know, because up until that point, I kind of felt like the Thor character seemed very un-Thor-like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Movie, you know what I mean? It was just like, I'm like, what's going on? What are they doing with the character? Because, I mean, he didn't want to do stuff when he, you know, Rocket's just trying to convince.
Yeah, I just think it was just to illustrate how everyone was grieving.
You know, right? Yeah. That's why I think, too.
But and so Rocket, you know, gets what he needs as he's running away from the Asgardian guard. And it's like, okay, we gotta go. And so basically, Thor says goodbye to his mother and everything. And then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna try something. So he puts out his hand, and Rocket's like, what's he doing? And Thor's mom's like, oh, he's calling his hammer.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a little
bit. Sometimes it takes a little bit. And the hammer comes, Mjolnir comes, and he's like, I'm still worthy.
Yep. Yeah. And it's cool that he got his hammer back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get out of there.
Yeah. And then I guess now it's Soul Gem time.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nebula has to, and, you know.
Knock Star-Lord unconscious.
Yeah.
And then grabs the thing, but something goes wrong whenever they go back home.
Oh, yeah, because there's some weird...
She starts glitching.
Yeah.
Because there's two of them in the time, and...
Yeah. Somehow there's the network.
The weird network between the two of their brains.
Why would there ever be that? I don't know, but I kind of didn't like that. But
probably it's just the way Thanos made her, and you can't...
It's a signal, yeah.
And I mean, science explanation.
Yeah.
Pseudoscience explanation.
So more machine than person at this point.
That's right.
After all that Thanos has done to make her better. And so in the network is now two memories downloaded to her brain, which causes an interference. And there you go.
Yeah.
And suddenly one pops out and it's not what she remembers. And
Different video of. A different past or a different future, I guess.
Yeah, different Thanos getting beheaded or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And Thanos realizes that
he was successful.
Yes. So is everyone else.
Yeah.
And he kind of sends Nebula off to...
To get the...
Well, they go and get Nebula and the present-day Nebula. And old Nebula kicks the crap out of her for a while. And whatever.
Yeah,
it gives them the time for old timeline Nebula to sneak back or sneak forward.
Right, yeah.
Disguised as
new Nebula.
Yeah.
Good Nebula, bad Nebula.
Yes.
So yeah, that happened, and then I guess Soul Stone. So.
Was that first now, or was Captain America and Tony Stark going to the 1970s?
Oh, yeah, we skipped over that.
Man, going to Hank Pym's lab.
Yeah, to get Pym particles and
the Tesseract.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that goes well.
Yeah.
Tony has a heartwarming conversation with Howard Stark, who's currently about to be a dad to Tony.
Yeah.
Young Tony.
Which I thought that was pretty cool. I like that. I like how that was handled.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is, apparently in the comics recently, maybe 2 years ago or something like that, that Tony found out that he was adopted. But I don't
know. Oh.
Yeah. He's got a brother that's like crappy, and I don't know. Whoever wrote it, they should never.
They've retconned that already, probably, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so.
They're probably going to because they want them to match the MCU properties. Right. It was
just like ridiculous. Like, what?
The other thing I'd be
more worried about when Howard Stark keeps going and realizes how much his son is starting to look like this guy that he met one time.
Right.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. The one other thing, though, is that we saw Jarvis
We did.
Yes. Yeah.
First time a television character has made its way into the movies.
Right. Yes. Right. So that was pretty cool.
When we see Peggy Carter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But she was in Avengers.
No, I mean just saying that Captain America is Caesar.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Yeah.
She at 1970, which by the way, that means that Robert Downey Jr. in this movie is supposed to be playing someone who's 49 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I guess actually 54 because it takes place 5 years later. Never mind. I'll take it back. That's about his actual age. So. We see Peggy Carter, who does not look like someone who was born in the 1920s.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too. I was like, oh, okay, well, okay.
She was in her 20s in the 1940s.
Yeah.
I just don't buy that she was
looking like
50 years old.
Looking like.
I mean, maybe that's why Captain does what he does.
Later. Yeah, that could be.
It's like, oh, she ages well.
Yeah. Ooh. Worth going back in time for it,
right? But I digress. Then we get to the Soul Stone.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So
it is Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Yeah, and there had to be a sacrifice to
get
the Soul Stone, right?
That's correct. That's what the Red Skull has said.
Then argue.
Yes. I thought it was going to be Hawkeye.
No, I knew it was going to be Black Widow.
Well, the reason why I didn't think it would be Black Widow, because she's supposed to have a movie coming out.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, is the movie going to be a prequel?
Must be.
Yeah.
Because she has to stay dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
No, she's dead.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as soon as it happened, I don't know. I've talked to a lot of people who are not comic book, readers, and they're like, why did Black Widow have to die? It's like, did you not watch Infinity War?
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point of coming here. Someone had to die. Yeah. Who were they going to?
Yeah, it's...
Someone brought up a really good point to me. And it was a good thing that it wasn't that the people who went there weren't Ant-Man and the Hulk.
Because they have no sacrifice.
Right, right.
Because,
yeah.
I mean...
It wouldn't work.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you have to sacrifice the thing you love, like...
Yeah.
When I'd throw my phone down there.
Right, right. Yeah. Which, I guess in hindsight, might have been a better choice.
Right. Why not take something you love?
Yeah.
But it had to also be a sacrifice.
Why don't you take a puppy?
Yeah.
So
next time, when I'm making my gauntlet,
that's what you'll do.
I will
bring a puppy.
I will take your dog, Rick.
Well, I'm gonna like jump.
It doesn't say it has to be my sacrifice, does
right.
it?
I'm gonna jump. Really say that. Right?
I'll throw them off, and suddenly you'll wake up in somebody a pool with a soul stone.
But to be honest, I kind of feel bad for like ScarJo Johansson / Black Widow, because we jump ahead a little bit to the big battle at the end. And get the whole tribute of the girl power moment.
Yeah, and she's the only one there for it.
Right, right. It's like,
not only that, but like, I wanted her to be. If this is really the last,
I'm going
to
tell you something that is either shows that I don't notice anything or that I'm the most enlightened male you can possibly imagine. Is when that happened, I didn't even notice that it was all female heroes. I was just like, to the rescue.
It's more heroes.
Yes. I guess we're going to say this particular part. See, I think I'm even worse because when I seen it, I was like, oh. And the thing was, it was like Gamora walks up, hits somebody. And then Pepper shoots like three guys and then the rest with Captain Marvel. I'm like, there was really no point of having this. No. It's like no point because you got Valkyrie, she flies off and like, Captain Marvel just plows through going. I'm like, there's no point of this. Nobody did anything. Captain Marvel could have done it all.
Yeah, but you got to share the burden.
But they could have.
There's a reason she didn't show up until later in the film.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody else a chance to do stuff.
But that's the thing. It's like, it was one thing if, they would have actually shown each. And then they have many women. I mean, like, they would have shown them each. hitting like a certain amount of number of bad guys before Captain Marvel plows through them. But I was like,
we're jumping a little ahead. Maybe we should go.
Yeah, well, I know. We'll go back. That, okay, yeah. That's what I said. That's what I said. We jumped ahead.
But the and we knew we were going to do this.
Yeah. I'm just surprised we've stayed so far.
I know. It's hard because there's a couple times. Back to the future. Which they reference Hot Tub Time Machine too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
which they called Ant-Man an Idiot. So
yeah. which starred Craig Robinson, who was in The Office, which means it takes place in the same world as Parks and Recreation.
Right,
right.
Which featured Chris Pratt, who is Star-Lord.
That's true. Yeah.
Which means Chris Pratt went on to become Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy, which means we have a movie Guardians of the Galaxy inside this event. They shouldn't reference things that feature like co-stars, because it's going to make my head hurt.
6 degrees of...
Well, Idris Elba was on The Office.
Oh my gosh. So Heimdall was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Heimdall.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What happens when Thor watches... The Office for the first time, and he realizes is that Heimdall had a second career.
Right. Or if they watch Lord of the Rings and they see all the characters that have also been portrayed by both Marvel characters and on the, because they have
that's true.
I saw a comparison of the actors at the
end. Oh gosh,
it's like
it's
Ulysses Claw and the agent, right there.
Yeah. Even Doctor Strange did the voice
of
Smaug.
Mm-hmm.
And there's others too, I can't remember. Oh, Wasp.
Yeah, Wasp
is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's in.
She's the main
Hobbit
lady.
In The Hobbit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Hobbit, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? There's more. Well, we're talking about Infinity.
We're talking about Endgame.
And then Magneto shows up. And he's Gandalf.
That's true.
Yeah. When the world's crossed over.
You know what? I'm surprised we have not mentioned this. Being that the movie is called Endgame, do you know another movie that was called Endgame?
I do. Was there a Highlander
Ender's Game?
Yes.
Highlander Endgame. Yeah, that's right. Highlander Endgame.
With Adrian Paul and Chris Lambert.
Yeah. Another crossover.
That is true.
Collided.
Whoa. Yep. Yeah, that is true. That was a crossover.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The cousin started. No, that's not the first time they met. I think the
season on a TV show together. Episodes, weren't they?
It was the beginning episodes of Highlander.
Is that what it was? Okay, because I used to watch that show a lot.
Yes, we all did.
Yeah. I didn't.
Well, he did, but I
didn't. Not even the intro opening scene when you get to hear Queen. Who wants to live forever?
I stopped believing in the Highlander after Highlander 2, The Quickening. So I stopped.
What is that? What's Highlander
2? This doesn't exist, dude. The
Quickening.
It's this weird fan film.
Yeah.
Made by someone who clearly was not a fan.
That's the only way that you can
explain it. It's the only way you can explain it. All right, back to Endgame.
Yes.
There's the segue
expecting. There's the segue. So where are we at now?
We already did
Soldier. Everyone's
back.
Everyone's coming back. Fake Nebula comes back.
Yep. And you know that's just not going to go well for our heroes.
Nope.
Right.
With Fake Nebula back.
So they have to decide who's going to wear the
gauntlet.
Gauntlet. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Those Infinity Gems are really powerful.
Yeah.
So powerful that when Chris Pratt held it in his hand, it almost dissolved him.
Yeah.
Without the help of other people taking in some of the energy, he would have just been blown apart.
Yeah, yeah.
How does Hawkeye just grab it and run?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the issues that I kind of have, I guess, with the
like, I get the Tesseract. It's in something. I get...
Yeah.
I think because of it being the Soul Stone... It's not as destructive as far as pure power. As far
I just
as,
thought of something that would make this movie better. Every time that they show the Soul Stone, you have to have like a the coming to America. Soul Stone.
Soul Stone.
That the Soul Stone.
Every single time it shows up on screen, that should have to happen.
They should, that would... That would be entertaining, but I mean, I can see what you're saying, but I think in a way though
that's fair. He earned the Soul Stones, so that's why he's allowed to.
But then the Hulk also held the Time Stones
directly in his hand too.
Yeah, so like I think the rules that they use for the Soul Stones seem to be at times inconsistent.
Well, maybe it's just that one stone,
that one particular stone.
I mean, it could be, but also in Infinity War they had to craft a very special gauntlet. It could only be crafted in one place to hold the stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Iron Man could just whip up a...
Iron Man figured out time travel in the evening.
Right, that's kind of like...
He doesn't know how to do magic.
But it's not really...
He scienced it out.
It's the whole technology. I mean,
it kind of made it less special, I thought, in a way.
Well, you had two choices. You had the world's smartest man, who could very well be the galaxy's smartest man, just living in the wrong time.
That could be. Doesn't have anything. Yeah.
Or you've got Peter Dinklage, and he handles the, hey, let's make this magic thing that can hold up the power of the Soul Stone. And he says, hey, well, I can take the technology thing.
No.
I'm kind of, I kind of wish they'd go... But I mean, this would kind of destroy the whole narrative of the whole saga that they've created. But like the fact that the wielder of the stones gets damaged to them, kind of don't like that.
Yeah, that was kind of.
But you know,
that was kind of.
But I mean,
isn't that what the gauntlet's for? Is the protection,
right? Not only that, but like you have infinite power in your hands, and you're supposed to be able to wield it. One of those infinite powers can. Not be
I gather, protecting yourself. I took it that it was only when you were using it for something really crazy.
When
you're wiping out 50% of the everything, that's crazy. Yeah. When you're destroying a giant army that features hundreds of thousands of people, or when you're destroying the very stones that creation, I think that he didn't seem to take any damage whenever he was just... doing everything else when he goes back in time and rips the
thing off
a Vision.
But like, and even saying that, like, how many times did Doctor Strange go back in time and it seemed to have zero effect on him?
Right.
I mean, you know, so like, that's what I mean. Like, sometimes it seems like the laws that they used applied to the stones seem to be a little inconsistent. It's just a little criticism of this one rather, but you know, just because that's the one thing I was kind of thinking of too. Like, always. Stone. I mean, the Iron Man glove with the stones, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely does. But when you try to, you know, put together some sort of logic as to, okay, why do they need to go have Peter Dinklage make a gauntlet? You know, why couldn't he just, you know, because, I don't know. Why couldn't he just put him in his pocket?
No.
Well, because you need a gauntlet. And maybe every planet he goes to, the one person who could make that gauntlet, he happened to be in the 50% that died. I mean, when you wipe out half of everybody, it doesn't, you know, in fairly, there's a good chance that you're just going to lose the people that you need to do things for you. So,
yep.
Yeah, it could be. But you could probably bring back that one person. How much energy do you think it would cause to bring back one person?
But he doesn't need to bring him back once he has the gauntlet.
Yeah, that's true, but... You know,
that's why he made that elf's hands in stone,
so no one else could.
Well,
Tony Stark's like, I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Iron Man,
and not only do it, but do it like rather quickly.
Yeah.
Well, those nanites
kind of whipped it up.
Yeah, I mean it was nanites. So nanites.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's where I got it from.
Yeah, because like the new armor he had kind of. Like more.
Why is it so easy for you to believe in magic but not science, Rick? What's that say about you?
I don't know. I'm just saying it makes it the fact that they had to go.
You can do magic.
A little less special.
You can have anything your desire. Magic.
Just an observation.
Let me ask you this.
You're the one.
do you look at a piece of Jim Lee artwork? You go, well, I've seen Bernie Wrightson's Frankenstein. That makes Jim Lee's artwork lesser.
No, but if I saw like Jim Lee's artwork and I saw Rob Liefeld's artwork,
yeah,
I would say one person is an artist and the other person is the creator of Deadpool. Well,
I understand that, but we're talking about two masters of the craft. I'm not right, talking. Right. I mean, that would be like saying, "Hey, so you see." Your analogy would be like, hey, so Peter Dinklage can make this gauntlet. Have you seen how my grandma can make a mitten? I mean, it's not the same thing. I'm talking about two people things.
Making things that are...
Making
works of art. Masters of making things.
In different ways.
I see what you're saying.
I was talking about like the difference between like Rembrandt and Michelangelo, and you're over here giving me Michelangelo and my 13-year-old cousin who got a set of crayons for his birthday.
Yay! I got crayons.
Clear the range. This is a little nitpicky thing.
Yeah, about it. I don't have a 13-year-old cousin, so I just made that up.
Yay! You just made it up.
But if I did, he'd sound just like that. Just. And it would have crayons.
Crank anchors.
Yay!
Okay. So where are we at? We're at the...
Rob
Liefeld, yes. Yep. Deadpool did not appear in the movie.
No.
Which would have been hilarious. Yeah. But anywho. It's like, hey, what you guys doing?
So we have...
Hulk unsnapping.
Unsnapping. There you go.
The rule was, you know, they had to come back... 5 years from now, don't reverse anything that happened in the last 5 years.
Iron Man didn't want to lose his daughter.
Right.
That's what the long
story. You think, though, with the reality thing, see, that's the thing, too. With the reality thing, you know, that being one of the stones, maybe you can just slightly alter reality and just say, oh, you can still have your daughter, but let's bring back these people back.
Let's talk about all the people who lost their entire families and didn't go on a murderous rampage killing underworld gangsters and instead killed themselves.
Right.
So now they're going to come back and be like, it's 5 years later. Let's go find dad. And he's over there,
a skeleton in the bathtub. Or whatever.
Because you can't tell me that they're not still cleaning up the mess.
Right.
Yeah. That people have moved on with their lives.
Yeah.
And we completely skipped that part.
Have new family.
Right.
Yeah, new family.
Yeah.
Not only that, but
I mean, I'm waiting for a snap to get a new family.
I mean, think of the economic impact. There's all these jobs that got created when half the population left. And there's probably 5 years for the world to adjust. And then all of a sudden, there's twice as many people as there were before.
Yeah. So what you're saying is there no longer will be a surplus of goods.
Right.
People will start to go hungry.
So it's Thanos' problem.
So what we need is to get rid of half of the population.
Right. Exactly. So Thanos is,
And that's why we have union jobs.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, they had a bunch of stones to work with. There's a time stone. You can go back in time.
Right.
Reality stone. Alter reality. I'm just saying it's not the best way.
Iron Man have grabbed his daughter, gone back in time with her, aged the way she was, and then unsnapped it with the Hulk or whatever, since he can
do that. Yeah, he could do that.
Unsnapped it, and then just have to explain to Pepper, hey, I've been living 5 years without you. This is our daughter.
Right. Yeah. And nobody missed
or take
time.
Pepper with them if that's all he cares about.
Right, those three people.
You got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah,
the world's your oyster.
Exactly.
I think they just didn't want to mess with the balance because Hawkeye.
Anything, they may have made the situation kind of worse.
Well, you know, Ronan went in on a
and selfish because for one person. I mean, look at Ant-Man. He's lost 5 years of time with his daughter. Plus the time when he was in prison, too. So, I mean, he's barely, spent any time with his daughter, really. So.
She hugged him, but he's, in essence, a stranger.
Exactly. And she probably mourned his death. And his name was on the wall.
Yeah.
And all of Peter Parker's classmates probably graduated.
I've seen
the whole from far from it home. Doesn't appear that way.
Clearly, all of his classmates that mattered
got
snapped.
Which, that kind of that kind of brings up a really good point. It's like, hey, who are you people? Hey, we graduated. I went to school with you, and then the snap happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
It's not a, you know.
I mean, think of how many teachers lost their job because there wasn't enough students to teach anymore.
Right, right.
And now there's just going to be this influx of new, well, actually, probably not too many teachers lost their job because they got snapped out of existence too. Right. So never mind.
Yeah.
But this is where tenure comes.
But there probably wasn't.
But do you count the 5 years they were gone?
Yeah, probably.
They weren't doing anything for you during that time.
Well, that's 5 years of pension they lost.
Yeah. So the insurance company, that's going to be something, man.
That is right there, man. Yeah.
But we got to rewind back with the whole Ronan.
We're going to use the time stone to go back.
Yeah. Go back. And so,
Lewis this right now.
So Hawkeye just, you know, went kind of crazy after his family was gone.
Come serial killer. Yeah. Serial killer.
Was he really a serial killer, or was he just cleaning up all the bad guys that were on
Shield's list? He became a Punisher with a sword.
So what happened? What do you become when you kill people who are a certain type? In this case, underworld criminals. But in most cases, it's, you know, college age girls with dark hair this long. You're a serial killer.
Okay.
I'm calling him a serial killer.
Well, maybe they were on the ledger for S.H.I.E.L.D. and he was like, all right, I can't grieve, so I need to do something because I was not able to do something when all
this happened. Call people who have psychological problems dealing with some parts of their lives and take it out by killing others?
Sometimes justice. Sometimes
Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. Well, he eats people too. Well, as far as we know, Hawkeye or Ronan did not eat people. He just killed them.
Did you know Jeffrey Dahmer was a smoker?
No.
They found butts behind his couch.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Not America's ass, though.
Not America's ass.
That was a terrible dad joke, dude.
No, I had the best dad joke at work today. I'll tell you after this.
But I was like, was it like so wrong? I mean, they were bad guys. It's like, obviously they did something. It was one thing if they're like,
we're thinking they did. But we don't know what they did, though. We don't know, you know.
Dexter killed bad people. What was he?
He was a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
he even put the bow away so he could kill him with a very specific close way.
So,
I mean, tomato, tomato. You call him vengeance.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him a person with issues killing people.
Yeah. See, that's why I too, like, if they would have reset everything with a snap, then they could have cleared up his past a little bit. Now he's a serial killer with a family, very much like Dexter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should go be a lumberjack. Yeah. They could ruin Hawkeye. The way they ruined Dexter.
Yes. Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was the worst ending ever.
Yeah.
But yeah. But it was just kind of, he got a little bit, he got dark.
Oh, yeah. So nobody just went to talk to him because, like, you know, you had War Machine, like, yeah.
A character known as War Machine is a little bit disturbed by what Ronan has done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that should say.
But then we actually see what he's doing, and it's not anything that they didn't do. It's just before, other than the fact that he's just finishing the job instead of putting him in jail. So, I mean, what's the difference between that and...
I don't know, because War Machine mentions that he was in some country or something and saw the remnants of what he had done.
Yeah.
So that was disturbing. And you got to figure that War Machine has probably seen some stuff.
But again, it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like War Machine, I'm pretty sure War Machine had to take a lot of people out because the name War Machine.
Right.
So yeah, and he was a soldier, so let's just assume this. War Machine has witnessed the brutality of war up close.
Right, right.
And he's still
disturbed by
what he saw this serial killer doing to this underworld.
Yeah. So what did he do?
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, you mean to tell me that nobody could just say, hey, dude, you okay? You want to talk about it? Like, it was like that bad that no one was afraid to talk to him about it? Like, we
put you away for life.
I'm like, it's not like, it's you're killing the underworld. You're not like just killing randos, but it's like, so no one could have talked to this guy. Like,
but do we know that?
Yeah, we don't really know that. I mean, we're
assuming we know about that. The ones that fought back.
Yeah, that's
have true. A bad history.
Yeah. So, okay, so that brings up another point. So, if we don't know whether or not he was just killing bad guy,
He was obviously making bad decisions because you saw his haircut.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it's
so that just means that like none of the Avengers cared that he was just killing randos. Think about it. If he's killing like not just bad guys but just randos,
professional courtesy, I guess.
Really?
He was an Avenger.
Really?
Kill some people. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's all I'm saying. I'm like, this really wasn't that.
I mean, what's the difference between what he's doing there and what Thor's doing to the buffet?
Right. He definitely killed some buffets.
Wipe it out.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So, all right. So we got with Ronan. So we covered that one.
All right, and
we're back to
the Hulk snap. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
everything comes back.
Everything comes back,
including Thanos from the past.
Yes, Thanos from the past. And
Nebula works the machine.
Yeah, that's right. She's the one that.
And Thanos' ship goes into the quantum zone and comes out there. And shoots out. And
then we have what I feel is a nice homage to Marvel Secret Wars issue number 4, where Hulk is holding up the giant.
Yes, I thought that was pretty cool too. Actually, I enjoyed that. But then he doesn't really fight. Participate. I wanted to see a Hulk and Thanos rematch.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that.
That was disappointing.
Yeah.
So at that point, Thanos sends Nebula out to get everything, to get the stones and bring it back. Nebula and Gamora.
Yes, yeah.
Where he just kind of sits and takes everything in. Just sits there and waits.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's up to our heroes, the three that are standing, Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man.
Right, right.
To try to take down Thanos.
No one has a trap. They don't care.
Yeah.
Die trying. That's
right.
That's the implication you get.
Exactly. And you think they might have a pretty decent chance because Thor not only has Mjolnir, he has Stormbreaker.
Yeah. Might have a decent chance because the last time they fought, he had some level of stones already.
Right, right.
Literally the last time they fought, they had all of them. But the first time they fought, he had several of them. So So there might be this chance, right?
Right. No.
Thanos beats him like a rented mule.
Rice. I don't know. I don't know.
Look, you got so upset at the beating they got that you just started listing off foods.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Banana.
Which is, Thanos is a titan and almost like an eternal. And, he's a pretty good fighter.
And they did just have a mountain dropped on him, rubble and stuff. So I get
Thor's a little out of shape.
Yeah.
Out of practice.
So
it seems as if everything is at its lowest, right?
So basically Iron Man gets thrown and Captain America gets thrown and it's just Thor and
Thanos
battling out.
Yeah. And then Thanos ends up with Stormbreaker.
Yeah, trying to push down
and it's starting to go through the armor.
Right.
And you're like, is this the end of Thor? Is this
Is this how he goes out? Fat Thor?
And then Mjolnir
happens. Yeah. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Who threw Mjolnir?
Yeah. And then to Captain America's hand.
And that was to me.
I wept.
Yeah, I was like, that was
I got amazing. Tears.
Yeah,
full was, tear.
Yeah, that was
full tear dripping off of my head.
Right, I was like, oh, it's amazing.
I did not cry when Black Widow died.
But
that moment.
Yep. That was
and even with Mjolnir, Captain America still gets the living crap beat out of him.
Right.
Shield torn apart.
Right.
Just
but whatever. He did some great combos, and I think they also paid tribute to when Captain America held Mjolnir during DC versus Marvel, because that's one of the things he had Mjolnir.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was.
That was pretty awesome, though. I like Thor's response too. He's like, I knew it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Oh, that was wonderful. That might be one of my favorite cinematic moments of any of these geek things that we've ever watched.
Right. I was, that one. Yeah, that was a pretty awesome moment.
Yes.
But still, the shield gets battered.
Yeah, it's just
broken.
It's
just a little bit, and he's pushed to the side or whatever.
He seems strap on, tighten the shield back up,
and then Thanos says something along the lines that all this time it's never been personal.
Yeah,
but I'm going to take pleasure in what I do to this planet or whatever.
Right.
And that's when Captain America cinches up the shield a little bit more, grits his teeth, and I cannot wait until this is on DVD so that someone can get me a digital wallpaper of Captain America standing down the armies of Thanos that have come through, where it's just him.
Yeah, that is one of the best.
That is visuals.
That is awesome.
And it kind of pays tribute to that thing from the comic books where he says that you have to draw the line in the sand. Yeah. And they make mention of it in Captain America, I think the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Civil War.
Yeah, I forget exactly. I know the line you're talking about. I can't think exactly how it goes.
But I like that part too. But this is where they disappointed me.
Here comes the controversy.
Here comes the controversy, because you used the word disappointment.
This is the one disappointing me. Because I'm through this whole Infinity War endgame, I have been looking forward to the fact when Captain America stands face to face with Thanos.
From the Infinity Gauntlet,
and I was waiting, and at that point I'm like, is he gonna say it, and
he didn't really say it, but we kind of saw it, I guess.
It's not the same, and I was really literally hoping that they would say it, and it would have been the perfect time to say it.
But forget what he said.
I have it right here.
Yeah.
So, Captain America looking at Thanos. As long as one man stands against you, Thanos, you will never be able to claim victory. And if they would have said it at that point,
I would have been
in comic book heaven, because it fit. Perfectly.
Yeah. I can't argue with
you. I can't argue. That's a hard line to deliver, though, in a movie, I think.
Yeah. That's why, in a way, I think they kind of...
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Because that is probably my favorite.
Infinity
Gauntlet.
For a lot of people, that was like their moment of... Captain America is freaking awesome.
Yeah, this is who Cap is.
This is who Cap is. And so it was like... I was like, oh, he's going to say it. He's not. I've been waiting for two freaking movies for him to say it. I'm not going to lie. It hurt. It hurt me.
It's funny. I didn't even, because I love that line too from the comic, but I didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, I was waiting for two movies for him to say it. And I'm like, he didn't do
it. I've been waiting for 22 movies to hear Avengers Assemble.
Right, that's true too. That is true too.
Which we got.
Yeah, which was awesome too.
To your left.
Yep.
That was a great callback.
That was a great callback. They did a lot of cool little things like that.
Tons of stuff throughout this movie.
Yep. Seeing all the portals open up.
As they're all coming through, and Wong's there.
Yep.
I don't know why Wong was the first person I mentioned, but because he survived the snap anyway. But
yeah. I wasn't even there earlier.
Well, we don't know if he survived the snap.
We're not quite sure.
Oh, that's true. We don't. Yeah.
We just know he was going to go. Well, we assume, since the world didn't fall to the Dark Force as well.
Yeah. Black Panther walk out.
Black Panther walk
out. Wakanda Army.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody that was gone. Everybody that's ever been in a Marvel movie except Sif.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was pretty.
Which Valkyrie was.
We saw every.
Yeah. And apparently, like, the Reavers and Howard the Duck were there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I gotta look about it again. Apparently, Howard the Duck
They told me. I read what scene it was that he was in the background, and I didn't notice.
I didn't notice. But I want to go see the movie again anyway.
That brings up another question is, like, when did Howard the Duck want to be in a battle? Because two times.
Never. But he's going to be in a series, though. They're going to get it. Shit, so.
But. They all show up.
I like when they're fighting and, Thor gives Mjolnir back to Cap. And like, you take the small one.
Yeah.
that is awesome.
But there was just a ton of amazing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone started coming in.
So what, we saw Thor and Cap.
And they switched the
hammers. Right. We saw a bunch of other things. We saw everybody fighting. I like when Mjolnir got thrown. And they're trying to play keep away from Thanos with the glove.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's hanging from the hammer.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty sweet. Man, that's pretty cool.
Somebody at work who takes some things very seriously was very disappointed in the Iron Spider's ultra kill mode or whatever he called it.
Oh, he didn't think it was killy enough?
No, he didn't think that Peter Parker would ever be the type to say go to kill mode.
Oh.
Oh, we're in the middle of a war.
Yeah. Essentially mindless monsters are attacking.
I didn't mind it as much as you did.
In fact, I thought, again, that was a pretty cool callback, I thought.
Yeah.
Activate kill mode! It's pretty cool.
But we got to see Iron Man, and I don't know what Pepper is called.
Rescue.
Yeah,
which was cool. I thought that was really awesome seeing her.
They alluded to it whenever the daughter had the blue helmet earlier and said he made that for his mom.
That's right.
She never wears the things,
Yeah, that is cool.
So she wore that.
We see Captain Marvel come in.
Captain Marvel, when she comes back. I thought they played Captain Marvel pretty well because keeping her very powerful, but at the same time not making, because people were worried that she was just going to come in and
just
beat Thanos and be like, "Where? How is this fair?"
Because
we've had all this build up with everybody else, and she got one movie, and then comes in and is the most powerful thing. But she was showed she was powerful. She kept him from snapping his fingers.
Right. Looks like she was going to break his. The hand.
But yeah, he's bringing the fingers back, and he just pops out one of the stones and punches her across the screen.
Right.
Which was pretty cool.
It was cool. I like the, like, even before he did that, like, he punches her, and she just kind of, like, brushes it off and just, like, looks at him and was like, oh,
like, yeah.
Report now. Can't just punch Captain Marvel.
You also discovered that Peter Parker nervously introduces himself to everybody he meets.
Right. Hi, Parker.
I'm Peter Parker. Hi, Peter Parker. Do you have something for me?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, too. I like that.
How are you going to get through there? Oh, we got this. And like I said,
Decimates his Thanos' fleet though by flying through his ship. That's like her standard operating procedure, I think. She's got the Ronin.
Yeah.
Ronin.
Can we address the fact that Winter Soldier did not move from his spot through the whole battle?
Really?
Yeah, he basically.
He basically
was sitting there just shooting
people. Yeah, I guess.
He never moved. Yeah. He was just like,
you got something that works, I guess.
Yeah. Right, you just stick with
it. Exactly, it was just funny because you got Star Lord flying around, shooting. I'm Star Lord. Still shooting, and everyone's running. Winter Soldier just.
Drax is running, jumping on. Things his back, stabbing him, and
well, you know what?
Hulk is probably still holding up that.
Probably still to this day, still holding up that mountain.
No, Ant-Man came big and got them out.
Oh, that's right.
How about Ant-Man punching one of those Leviathans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. Cool. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
And stepping on things and yeah, that was good.
That was awesome. Wow. Yeah, that fight sequence at the end is just, it is pretty amazing.
It's epic. And when I get the DVD, I'll probably watch that fight sequence 40 times just to see, try to see everything that's going on in it.
Exactly, because there are so many things happening. Just,
I'll be like, this time I'm going to watch it, I'm going to watch the upper eighth of the thing the whole time.
Exactly. See what happens up there. See what happens, exactly. Yeah, that was awesome. And you see Doctor Strange runs into Tony Stark at one point. Mm-hmm. And Tony asks him the question.
Yeah, is this the one way you saw? And he's like, if I tell you the one way or whatever,
it won't happen.
It won't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he holds up a wall of water.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The last waterbender.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you could have used that water to smash me, but I understand.
Yeah.
Was anyone else like looking for Namor to just pop out for some reason?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I looked for crossover people from the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. But the, so what happens though after Captain Marvel does not get the gauntlet off of Thanos?
Thanos gets ready to snap his fingers.
Right.
Gets into a tussle with Iron Man, I guess.
Yes.
And then gets ready to snap his fingers and says his line, which is, I am inevitable.
Right.
Iron Man.
And then Iron Man cuts to him and
says,
he's got all the stones.
Right.
On his glove.
Yeah, that's right.
And he looks at Doctor Strange, and Doctor Strange holds up a finger, a one finger, like it's the one way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Tony snaps his fingers. Says, I am Iron Man. I should say, in the reverse order. Says, I am Iron Man. Snaps his fingers. And then it's epically watching the reverse. I'm calling this the anti-snap, I guess.
The anti-snap.
Because the opposite of what
Thanos wants.
What Thanos wants. It's just all of Thanos' people turning to dust all around him.
Yeah. And even, like, you see kind of Thanos kind of, he knows what's coming.
Yeah, he just sits down and accepts it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Right, right. Except for Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't survive the snap.
No.
The snap.
Fried his internal organs, probably.
Yeah.
So, okay. Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, now answer it with science.
What science? I understand why it happened to Thanos when he snapped a second time, mm-hmm. and basically took off his arm.
But it happened the first time too. When Thanos snapped the first time, the gauntlet got all
grudgy.
But the soul, and there's talk that the Soul Stone might have kept him alive,
possibly
because he jumped into the Soul Stone and talked to Gamora.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
And I even understand why it did it to the Hulk. My question is this: if you have all this thought process of I want to eliminate Thanos' forces, which wasn't like a lot,
it's not like half the universe.
It's not like half the universe. Bring it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One, should they have done that to Iron Man?
Right.
And then two, even if that was the case, that was going to happen, you have all of the Infinity Stones, so
you could maybe just use one of them.
Or doing your whole wish when you're thinking, hey, don't kill me in the process. Because it's like your thought, your wish.
Yeah, that's the issue I kind of have with the certain tasks or certain things you do with the Infinity Gauntlet, it causing harm.
Well, let me just give you headcanon.
Okay.
This is only headcanon. This is not fact.
Yes.
I took it as this. When you're doing things, it's staged by the amount of power that it takes. So, yes, compared to the universe, or half the universe, Thanos' army isn't that much. But it was still a considerable amount of people. In the thousands. Had to be at least in the thousands.
Is that more than time traveling
apparently.
14 million.
Because you only need one stone. You only need one stone to time travel.
So he could, but in theory, though, he could maybe use just one stone, too, to defeat them. Maybe not dust them, but maybe, you know, use the reality stone and turn them all into, like, marshmallows.
Or bunnies.
Or bunnies.
Theoretically.
Marshmallow bunnies.
But, again, they're not, the power of those are not meant to be harnessed by a person.
Yeah.
Only cosmic people are supposed to be able to use their power. They make a point of talking
about that. And Doctor Strange.
And Doctor Strange. Inside a magical Eye of Agamotto.
Right. Yeah.
This is the only time he's been able to use it.
Right.
So in headcanon, it's just the amount of power taken takes a toll on the user. And if the user is a feeble human, they can't do it. Especially a feeble human who has a fake heart.
Yeah, I guess I could see that too. He's got a fake heart.
And he's burned up. Who knows? I mean, it might just be surface burns.
Yeah.
But it could also be interference that affected his whatever.
His fake heart.
Yeah. His fake heart.
Could be.
And 5 years have passed. For all we know, he has fake lots of things. He could be immortal, in essence, if there wasn't, you know. He could be like Dick Cheney.
He could be.
Journey.
An immortal wizard. That's my headcanon.
Yeah, I mean, just for the purposes of the story,
right.
The narrative that they're telling, I think they kind of, you know, use the stones as
right
as a story.
You're viewing it like a magic genie lamp where you're asking for three more wishes on your third wish.
No, because that's the rule, and that rule has been established. It's just for me, it's kind of like you can wish it whether or not it happens or not. That's my thing. It's like, but it don't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
But some things you can't do with. Maybe he tried,
but
you couldn't bring Natasha back.
Yeah. Well, I could see that a little bit more because that's
the price of the soul.
That's the price of soul. Yeah.
So maybe the price of giant things is that you burn yourself up.
But again,
you could use the reality stone, make me as powerful as Thanos.
Yeah. See.
And then,
this kind of falls under since Marvel, and this is only my theory. Marvel is now acquired it by Disney, and Disney has a rule that if a child can only have one parent alive.
Oh yeah, I've heard that theory before.
Yeah,
but that's not true though. I mean, there's plenty of Disney movies that have more than one parent alive, and there's Disney movies. Disney made Pulp Fiction. You can't tell me that every character in Pulp Fiction didn't have one of their parents. Disney made Clerks. I mean, Disney has made...
But, I mean...
Down and Out in Beverly
Hills. They're not in the movie!
Down and Out in Beverly Hills had was a Disney
that
movie
are actually and had Disney, two parents. That are actually Disney movies that people know them as Disney movies, not just us.
Well, Marvel's not Disney movies. Yeah.
Well, I understand, but they got acquired by Marvel, so that's
I don't know.
Yeah.
Disney frequently uses that as a trope because it creates a bad. The characters in 101 Dalmatians, didn't they have both their parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I named one.
They didn't have kids.
Yeah. All the dogs. All the pups. All the Dalmatians.
Yeah, but they're not human. They're dogs.
Yeah, but they're the main characters.
What about the princess and the princess and the frog? Did she have a mom and a dad?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The television show.
The only one right now, the only one...
The Whatever of Avalon is a Disney show, and she has a king and queen.
Period. Oh.
The princess.
Of Avalon?
Elena, or whatever.
Yeah, she does. Her parents are dead. She has her grandparents, but her parents are dead.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I don't watch it a lot, but
I
thought that she was...
Of Avalon, and got the lion thing with the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her parents died because the witch that invaded, and that's why she got put into a painting with her grandparents and her sister. Her parents were killed by that witch. So they might bring her back.
The parent trap.
But they got separated.
Well, they're still alive.
But...
There's got to be some kind of conflict.
Cinderella.
There's always...
Not Cinderella. It's Sleeping Beauty is probably the only one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So, anywho.
But yeah, so Tony Stark's
that's dead. Not like a hard place rule. That's just...
Yeah. It seems like, Well, I think it's because...
Ant-Man.
His
daughter. Both her parents are alive.
That's true.
Well, technically, I think the mother died.
Too, though.
Yeah. They're not together. And I think probably the mother was in the snap.
Not anymore, though.
Well, Snap, yeah.
Yeah.
So. What about Janet Van Dyne or Janet Pym?
Oh, she had both of them.
Or whatever.
She came back.
It wasn't Janet, was it? Janet was the mom.
Hope. Van Dyne has both the parents now. But brought them back.
Yeah, but at some point they thought they were dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always
there's
single parent.
There's the conflict.
There's the conflict.
Right? You have to have conflict.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, it's always the parents got to die.
It's because it's the same thing with Star Wars before it was a Disney thing, is you have to have a character who doesn't, if the wizened person who helps them out is still there, then they don't become the hero of the story. So they have to give them.
They have to have some, yeah.
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 If everything was hunky-dory, there's no reason for Harry Potter to go to the Wizarding World because he's happy where he is, living in paradise.
But
if his parents are dead and he's in the closet, then he'll make up a giant world and in his head and go off to wizarding school. And in fact, he's still just getting beaten by the Dursleys.
In the closet, But yeah, so Tony Stark died.
Yeah, he's dead.
And then there's a funeral.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot, like all the heroes are at the funeral.
Yes.
There's some people there, though, that I like. There was the one Asian guy that was with Hawkeye and his family. Asian kid. I don't know who he is. I was thinking that maybe that was supposed to be like an Amadeus Cho or something like that.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember an Asian kid.
Yeah,
I remember the regular kid that was the kid from Iron Man 3.
The white kid.
Yeah, no, yeah, there was an Asian kid. Asian, just a regular kid.
Who said that?
Did I say that? Asian kids are regular kids.
Did I say regular kids?
You did. But we know what you meant. It wasn't meant to be.
I didn't mean anything by Asian.
but I was thinking, is there some sort of...
Holy crap, I'm racist. I didn't even know it.
But
I'm sorry.
I wonder if there's more backstory that we don't know because, you know, he had that tattoo on his arm and, you know, was that somebody that he met while he was Ronining?
Could that have been the,
whatever,
the son of
there's also
scientist of the Age of Ultron? That's Cho. Wasn't she Cho?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure, but there was a couple of characters like that. That because I think there was one that was behind.
All the people that I've seen, I recognized.
Yeah, no, there was a couple because I was looking, just trying to figure. I was like, who's that person? And there was another kid I think that kind of looked a little emo, kind of standing there. And
the emo kid was the kid from Iron Man 3.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's kind of
Happy funny. Hogan. War Machine.
Right.
Captain America.
Right.
Thor.
Right.
Hulk.
Right.
Peter Parker.
Right.
Aunt May.
Yep.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Wong.
Yep.
Hank. Janet.
Yep.
Hope Van Dyne.
Yep.
Scott Lang.
Yep.
Nebula. Peter Quill. Drax. Rocket. Teenage Groot. And Mantis. I don't know a good amount of time spent there. T'Challa represented Wakanda with Okoye and Shuri. Hawkeye brought all his three children and wife, Laura. Scarlet Witch, Bucky Barnes, Falcon.
So they didn't mention anybody else?
Mm-mm. Maria Hill, Thunderbolt Ross, Carol Danvers, and Nick Fury. Maybe it was Nick Fury that you're thinking of. He looks like an Asian kid.
I don't know. There was no eye patch, though.
Everybody recognized.
But I know I'm not the only person seeing this either because I spoke with Jim about it too. Because I was like, "Do you see that Asian dude?" I'm like, "Who's that? That was with Hawkeye's."
Maybe you thought Wong
was
Asian kid.
No, because he had dark hair. Because Wong doesn't have hair.
I don't know. Yeah.
We'll look. We'll scour the internet.
I only saw regular people there.
but let's talk about, you know, Scarlet Witch having a moment. She had a moment.
Oh, yeah, she did too.
She had a moment.
In there too. Yeah. Vision's got to come back at some way because there's supposed to be a show for that too.
Can't.
What's that?
Right. Yeah. You can't.
I know, but are they going to rebuild him? Do they have his AI? And maybe they're going to have the white Vision.
The regular Vision.
The regular Vision.
Yeah.
Oh my!
But
yeah,
we're never gonna let that go.
I don't know. I mean, can they?
So they take the stones back.
Yeah, and this is the thing I wanted to bring up too. How do you take the soul stone back?
Just go to the cliff and toss it in.
Right.
Watch the Red Skulls
fly back up there.
No. Sacrifice. So the Red Skull's like off living his best life.
Yeah.
On a beach someplace going, this is the life. I'm finally done with the Soul Stone. And then you toss it back and then he's stuck.
Stuck there again.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Thanos comes. Nice. This Cap C Red Skull.
Wouldn't you love to see that conversation?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, man, how did all that stuff play out?
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting. Mean? Like, Red Skull.
Yeah.
Captain of America.
Because they specifically sent Cap by himself. So
Yeah.
And probably, I don't know. It's, I don't know if anybody else really recognized him as Red Skull, but Cap would recognize him as Red Skull for sure.
Well, I think if the Avengers went, they know history. They got the Captain America History Museum. I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, it could just be a ghostly dude with a red skull.
Yeah.
Man, I guess Thanos knew.
That's one sees frequently.
That's what happens. Yeah. That's, I mean, where else would you get soul stones from?
Right.
I don't know.
So, yeah, Cap takes that back, but then, they try to bring Cap back, and he doesn't come back through the portal.
Yeah.
He's sitting on a bench over on the side.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
I'm going to science my way through this.
Okay.
I assume that he took the time stone back last and asked the ancient one to take him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have ended up in the 1940s, which is where he was based on the cars.
Right. Yeah. That's...
And in my head, he then has always been old Captain America in this Marvel universe that we've seen since the 1940s, keeping himself hidden, including whenever he knew he was going to visit Peggy Carter.
He hid
and let her do her thing and hid his existence from Sharon Carter, which means they were secretly married.
Yeah.
And I wonder if at any point in time he'll go, man, I almost banged your niece.
Is it too late? Is it? I don't know.
Falcon?
Yes.
Is the new Captain America. Yeah,
right.
Which is
by the way, sweet. You could tell Bucky knew all along where he was going. Because he knew Captain was going to be gone for 2 seconds and he says, I'll miss you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So he knew full well that he wasn't coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
There was also a nod to the comic books when Captain America used to hide his shield in an art thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So I am interested because I'm only missing 2 issues of the full run of Sam Wilson Captain America.
Nice. Well, and there's supposed to be a series, right? So it's going to be. It was before supposed to be Falcon and Winter Soldier, right? I think was the tentative title.
Right.
But now
it could be Captain America and Winter Soldier.
Right.
And I would watch that because I like their interactions.
Yes. Exactly, I do too. So
yes, so
that is pretty cool.
So congratulations, Anthony Mackie, for you're picking up the You're picking up the shield, buddy.
That's right.
So that's gonna be good.
And you were nice to my kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I've met Captain America.
You have?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
But, I was happy. I was, my oldest son was devastated by Captain America because he didn't understand that was probably the happiest ending he could have got.
That's the happiest ending Captain America ever has gotten.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the
outside of the massage parlors.
Yes. What happens in World War II
stays in World War II.
I guess I don't know. But also, I'm thinking of even if he did go back in time, right, with Peggy Carter, who was also one of the founding members of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's hard to imagine that Captain America would not be involved in some kind of...
Maybe he's behind the scenes.
Yes. Yeah, so...
Maybe things will get really out of hand at some point, and they'll need to talk to Doctor Strange...
Yeah,
into helping us out.
Yeah,
and or old man Captain America shows up.
Yeah,
so hey Nick, Nick looked over.
What happened to Mjolnir though? Because he took Mjolnir back.
I'm assuming he dropped that off with the stone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I could see that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So there's still no Mjolnir then.
Yes.
It's still been destroyed.
And, you know, Thor said, I knew it.
There
you
go. Yeah.
So we'll see
what happens. At least he still has Stormbreaker.
Yeah, and then no post-credit scene.
Nope. Yes. What do you guys think about that? I was a little, I was hoping to see some kind of sneak peek of
I want to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think right now.
You think there'll be one for at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home? Post-credit scene?
I'm sure there will be, but I don't know that it's going to lead. It's not going to probably be any kind of world changer like we're expecting anything else.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Just a little.
How do you think they're going to introduce these other new characters?
I don't know. That's what I'm kind of wondering, too. Just how's all that going to play out? You know, one thing we did not mention too, the Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing Stan Lee, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hippie Stan Lee.
Hippie Stan Lee, yeah.
It was sad.
It was sad.
For me, knowing that's the last one.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a little bit more poignant, I guess, but I don't know.
So
I think the cameo in Captain Marvel was much, much more.
Yeah. Impactful.
Yeah.
It had different layers.
Exactly, yeah.
So overall, what do you guys think?
I liked it.
Not a perfect movie, but I think a perfect ending to the first true wave. Yeah.
Like the last half I thought was stellar.
Okay.
The beginning I thought was a little slow at the time. But they had to start building the story and everything.
I treat it like Lord of the Rings. The last Lord of the Rings movie had a 50-minute long ending, it seemed like.
Right.
That's true. But it was earned.
It was earned.
So this one kind of did its ending at the beginning. It did have to do all its character development to say goodbye at the beginning. So.
Yeah. I liked, as far as movies go, like that, I thought Infinity War was like the perfect one. Like the way it was balanced throughout, like the pace of it. Because that movie definitely does not feel like almost 3 hours long or whatever, and it feels like that flies by.
But it will be interesting to be able to watch them back to back.
Yeah,
because it will fly until this terrible thing happens, and then we will be stuck going through a slowed down pace,
right?
Unable to move on to the next, just like the people who experience this.
That is true. That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Infinity War, I can probably watch over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know. And I think I can, you know, watch any game over and over again. But probably not to the same. I probably skip through some of the stuff to get to the ending, you know.
Yeah.
But,
you know, talking to people about Endgame and stuff, like the young people and adults who watched it, who basically for what 11 years, that's Iron Man. I had a coworker tell me that her daughter was basically crying after the movie because Iron Man was gone.
There's a news thing where some person had to get medically treated because they were hysterically crying at the end of the,
so, you know,
my middle kid cried over Iron Man Something Fierce, and my oldest just kept it all in because he was mourning Captain America. So once we hit the car, it was over.
Yeah. But then I told him, you know, they're still alive in the other universe, in the main universe, in 616, so it's okay.
It's all good.
Don't worry, Captain America's died like 40 times.
Right. Exactly. So, but no, I enjoyed it overall.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. Scale of 1 to 10.
I would probably give it like about an 8.
I'm about an 8.
I'm full-fledged 9.
Full-fledged 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got several movies above it, though.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I liked everything. I don't know how else they could have done it. What do you guys think about the Thanos that they fought at the end is not the Thanos that did the snapping either. So it's kind of a pre-snapping Thanos. So it's kind of, you know, kind of didn't get justice for what he had done, I guess, in that regard, because that was a Thanos that didn't do it yet.
It's a minority report here.
I know.
Yeah. No, he's still trying.
They killed the one that did.
Yeah, they killed the one.
They killed the one that did.
And then they killed the one who was then going to try to do it again.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was just sitting on the couch and watching TV. He was coming to...
It wasn't like he was about to have something bad happen in his life and he was going to go, you know what, I should kill half of everybody.
Right.
So, with them killing off the pre-snap Thanos, there must be another divergent time stream out there that doesn't have a future with Thanos in it that never did the snap.
I thought by returning the time gems to the realities that they came from, it shuts down the...
I think to some degree, but then I think the things that were permanent that they kind of did, like Loki.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, there's probably lots of timelines where Thanos doesn't
And I think that's going to play a role in probably future movies, because I think they're going to have to address that at some point, because I don't think they accidentally had all those things happen. You know, I think they wholeheartedly have at least some kind of plan. And maybe that will lead into like a Secret Wars where there's multiple universes that need to merge at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I don't know.
Multiple things that need to merge, including one where the Baxters went into space in the 19 whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And where people are born with mutant powers.
Exactly.
And a superhero that people forgot, who has the power of the sun and also has a arch nemesis.
Right. I never was a fan of that, but yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
They could totally. Are you talking about Sentry or what?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I guess that wraps it up, right?
All right, yeah.
So that's anything else to talk about that. We spoke for 2 hours.
Yep.
Almost as long as the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So check us out on all of our social media. Check us out as allofmyissues.com. Also on Facebook, the Twitter, and all of our social, where you find podcasts, iTunes and Google Play and other places where you find podcasts.
That's right. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.